the 30, inside the 20, down to the 10, stiff arms, another one. Can you believe it? Tyler Sexton broke about six tackles on his way to the end zone for the touchdown.
Inbounds it to Brigman with 2 seconds. Brigman with 1 second behind the back has to fire up a prayer, and it's answered as he bakes it in at the buzzer. Jack Brigman puts it down, and the Dragons capture third place.
Kaufman out on the right side wing, crosses over, trying to post up. Strong move to the basket, powers his way in and scores.
Crosses, Jacko back over, step back, jump shot, banks it in. Brady DeGear, have yourself a night, young fella.
We now send it out to our regional radio sports team.
And that sports team is me, Matt Greenwood. Happy to be with you. Hal Neisler back in the KJS studio. We got some softball for you this afternoon. It's Fox at DeSoto. DeSoto 7-3, led by head coach Chris Wolick. Fox 2-5 on a five-game losing streak. Hoping to end that today under the bright sun as coach Chris Starkey throwing out Lauren Duff into the circle for the Warriors to pitch this one. Evelyn Boyer will oppose her. For the DeSoto Dragons, she's had a pretty good start to this year as well. We'll dive into some of the numbers a little bit later during the broadcast, but let's go ahead. And by the way, this is the Fleeks Equipment pregame show, so we're happy to have you on board for this. And we're going to hear from both coaches. First, Chris Wolick of DeSoto, and then we're going to hear from Chris Starkey of Fox. So let's get to it. We'll step aside here for 30 seconds, come back with Coach Chris Wolick of the DeSoto Dragons as we get ready for some softball action this afternoon on KJF.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleeks Equipment pregame show. Got Chris Wolick, head coach of the DeSoto softball team, and they're the home team here today against Fox. Coach, 7-3, off to a pretty good start. 10 games is a really good sample size for maybe the identity that you have for this team. So kind of share with us at this moment in the season sort of your team's identity.
Yeah, you know, I feel like at this point we really have, putting things, starting to put things together. The kids are, taking care of the ball. We need to do a little bit better on job on defense, we're starting to hit the ball here down the stretch a little bit better. And, that's exciting to see. It was, our first tournament, it seemed like we were missing, and granted we won, but it seemed like we kind of were missing that one hit in there. And then over the weekend things kind of we played a little bit better, but I really feel like I use the word tenacity to describe this team. I really think tremendous amount of tenacity. I really like the way they play, the energy level that they bring, their effort and their mental toughness. We're out here and it's 90 plus degrees, and I haven't had a single kid make a comment once about the weather or anything. They're excited to be here. In fact, two of the girls said, "Dang, I wish I'd have gotten outside sooner," and I think that says all that you need to say. I'm excited, for our kids, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Evelyn Boyer starting for you today. What makes her effective?
That's great. Evelyn does a great job of hitting her spots, and I what I've talked with her and May both, is we have to be able to, hit our spots, change locations, change speeds, and, work those things. And Evelyn is really good at that, I take, she takes a lot.
Hey, Matt Greenwood with you. We got ourselves an early start here instead of 4:30. Looks like 4:22, I guess. Don't have my phone on me, but Evelyn Boyer's on the circle. It's 4:22. There you go. I'm a magician. Evelyn Boyer pitching in the circle for DeSoto. She is taking on number 12, Kylie Austin. It's a 1-1 count as a riser comes across home plate. It's taken by Kylie Austin for a ball. Fox, 2-5 this year. Sorry we didn't get a chance to get to Coach Starkey, but he said some good things. Yesterday wasn't the best day for Fox softball. There's a foul tip to the fence. Now a 2-ball, 2-strike count to the lefty Austin. A 19-2 loss to the Sekman Jaguars yesterday for Fox. So today's all about going ahead and moving passes, and Coach Starkey talked about how the team's been trying a little too hard to do a little too much. So he wants to keep things simple as that 2-2 pitch lined right in our direction. We're situated behind home plate, slightly up the third base side. And if there wasn't a fence there, I'd have been talking with, let's just say without my two front teeth. So it's 2-ball, 2-strikes. Thank God for a fence. By the way, there's virtually no wind out here. Quite warm, quite toasty. 2-2 pitch lifted up towards the left side and towards the football field, the practice football field, where DeSoto, their football team, getting some drills in ahead of their Friday game against Windsor. Crossing our fingers, it's a Friday game against Windsor, of course, with the tropical storm rain potentially coming on through this area. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Kylie Austin, takes it low and away, and the righty Boyer falling behind 3-2 now to the lefty Austin. Kylie Austin, a .300 batting average in 24 plate appearances this season as Boyer checks her left wrist, digs the ball out of the glove, and fires a low pitch that's nearly snagged by the third baseman, tips over to the shortstop spot, and Kylie Austin is thrown out at first base. So over in the hot corner is Hannah, and she tried a snow cone. It tipped off her mitt, and then Trisha Charleville, who's playing short today, able to pick it up with a bare hand and deliver a strike to first. So Kylie Austin is the first victim of Boyer here in the top of the first inning. It's scoreless, and now the batter is number 22, Anastasia Bear. First pitch right around the knees inside for a called strike. DeSoto, 7 wins, 3 losses through the first 10 games of this season, coming off a 12-1 victory over Herculaneum last night. There's a bunt try and fouled to the fence right at the base of the fence to our left. And so Anastasia Bear has an 0-2 count. On deck is Grace George. Bear playing second base today. Kylie Austin, by the way, the first one retired here in the top of the first inning, is the Fox center fielder. Righty-on-righty matchup. Boyer follows through the 2-2 pitch, is hit sharply on the ground, foul of the third base bag. And so Bear remains alive here. By the way, that first out of the inning goes as a 5-6-3 put out. Boyer dips down, scoops up some dirt in the circle, kicks them aside, puts her foot on the rubber and goes through the motions and hangs a curveball. And that's lifted into shallow left field, down for a base hit. So with an 0-2 count, Anastasia Bear, a .200 batting average coming into this contest, able to knuckle one out there towards shallow left field. And Fox has one on with one out for number 10, Grace George. Grace George doesn't just play softball. Track and field athlete, soccer athlete as well. Takes the first pitch right there around the knees for a called strike. Grace George has been a varsity player for Fox all 4 years, even as a freshman. Slightly open stance, squared up with home plate, lifts one towards the right side, and first baseman, right fielder give chase for DeSoto, but to no avail. No balls and two strikes to Grace George, a .261 batting average, 6 runs driven in, 1 double to her name. 5 singles the rest of the way. Evelyn Boyer from the right hip above the head and coming on through. Fastball called a strike, throw down to second base, center runner is tagged out, and that is how we end the top of the first. A strikeout of Grace George and a caught stealing of Anastasia Bear. We head to the bottom of the first. DeSoto gets their first licks at Lauren Duff when we return here in 60 seconds on KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Family, health, home. At ComTree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the ComTree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. Lauren Duff on the circle for, or in the circle, on the circle, however you prefer it, for the Fox Warriors. And she'll get to face Trisha Charleville, Sarah Bone, and Trista Grobe to start off the bottom of the first inning. Fox got one aboard. They strand her there, essentially a caught stealing, a strikeout looking of Grace George, and then a throw down from the catcher to the second baseman covering the base, tagging out Anastasia Bear to end the inning. So here we are in the bottom of the first inning. Trisha Charleville, the shortstop. Bats from the right side. Already sweating pretty good. It's a very warm day here. Right about 90 degrees at the moment, and there is basically no wind going on. Sun shining right down on top of DeSoto's softball field. But you know what? The players will put that out of their minds and just play some softball as Lauren Duff delivers a first pitch low to Charleville. Trisha Charleville, 400 batting average, second on the team, one home run, the only one to hit a home run so far this year for the Dragons. Takes the ball right down the middle for a strike. It's now 1-1. Sarah Bone is on deck, and in the hole is number 14, freshman Trista Grobe. That'll be the minimum for Lauren Duff to face here in the bottom of the first. A riser is outside the zone, taken by Charleville for a ball. Now 2-1. Charleville played 16 games on the girls' basketball team this past spring, or excuse me, past winter. There's a quick one to the plate that Duff just misses off the plate with, and already showing some early frustrations with her mislocation. It's 3-1 to Charleville. Charleville, in 16 games, managed to only put up 11 points, so a sub off the bench. Didn't get much PT on the basketball court. That's playing time, but she will get a chance to have some running time as she's at first base, drawing a walk, a five-pitch walk, and that's how Charleville and the DeSoto Dragons get it started offensively here in the bottom of the first. Behind Charleville is the second lowest number on the team, Sarah Bone. Squares around, bunts it, backspin on it will push that one foul. That was up the third base line for Sarah Bone. He's got one job to do here. That's get the bunt down and move Charleville up to second base. DeSoto, in their victories and even in their losses, their pitching stands out if you look at all the scores. There's a ball that's low and away from Duff. And I think the umpire said she made an effort at it. So, Bone now behind, no balls, two strikes. Bone at 296 batting average has only driven in one so far this year in 31 plate appearances. This is number 32 of the season. And a fastball tails outside from Lauren Duff. Lauren Duff has verbally committed to take her softball talents to Jefferson College next year. Going to be playing for Coach Tony Cook. Next pitch to Bone. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Will roll to the backstop. It remains no balls and two strikes. Chris Starkey, the head coach for the Fox Warriors, actually an assistant for Coach Cook during the spring softball season at Jefferson College. So there's that connection there. So Duff is certainly in good hands. Here's a ball lifted in shallow left field. Bone will have that ball caught. Here's a throw to first. Charleville was halfway between first and second, able to get back to first base quickly. And so one down and one remains on base at first at Charleville for the batter Trista Grobe. I have not been following softball for an entirely long time, actually just a couple of years since I moved up to this area, but I can't, you know, really recall off the top of my head the last time I saw a freshman hitting third at the varsity level. Well, that's where Trista Grobe is situated at the moment. Took a first pitch inside from the righty Duff. It's 1-0 to her. Righty-on-righty matchup. Ball down the middle for a called strike. Trista Grobe on the catching duties. She's behind home plate when Evelyn Boyer is on the mound. Duff spinning the ball in her hands. Delivers home a ball wide to the right. And it's 2-1. To Trista Grobe. Grobe with a white ribbon in her hair. She's braided it, hangs at the base of the braid, and sent a screamer to short. That's caught. And then the throw to first is in time, but the first baseman can't handle it. So excellent catch by McMichael at short. Just sort of put her glove to the ground. Ball found its way into the heel of that glove. Heads-up play to fire to first to try to double up Charleville, but the first baseman, Schubert, just could not handle it. So two down, bottom of the first, scoreless, DeSoto Fox here at DeSoto. Matt Greenwood with you. Hal Neisler back in the studio. And the batter is number 9, Caitlin Hanna. And the first pitch is a little bit up in the zone, but good enough for a strike. Righty-on-righty matchup once more. Another ball up in the zone. This one taken for a ball. Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman for Coach Wolick in this DeSoto Dragon squad. Hitting 370 on the year. Third baseman for Fox creeping in. And the ball low. Brings us to a 2-1 count. Going back as far as 19 years ago to 1999, Fox and DeSoto have yet to play softball against one another. Other sports, yes. Softball, not so much. Ball misses wide, 3-1 now to Caitlin Hanna. Evelyn Boyer, the pitcher, is on deck. Hanna, the number 4 hitter in this order, adjusts the batting gloves, throws up the right hand, says umpire, need time, digs in, pitch coming. And a chopper to first base. Schubert bobbles it at first. And then we'll go ahead and take two steps to her left to put her toe on the bag to retire Caitlin Hanna. So DeSoto gets one on. They leave her there. We head to the top of the second. Scoreless on KJF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank. And our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Lauren Duff is going to be the first one up for the Fox Warriors here in the top of the second inning. Chance to help herself out early in this one. We are scoreless. DeSoto has the upper hand in terms of record, 7-3. Fox, 2-5. The Fox Warriors won their first two games of the season, as a matter of fact, and were able to put up 19 runs altogether But since then, they've lost five consecutive. Here's Boyer in the circle on the first base side of the rubber. Fires home a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. So you got Lauren Duff, Amy Schubert, Amy A-M-I-E. She's on deck. And then Brooke Loveall is hitting third. Stretching it above the head and coming home with the ball right down the middle once more is Boyer, and she is locating those fastballs early. She's ahead in the count, 0-2 to Lauren Duff. As I mentioned, Duff verbally committed to Jefferson College. She'll play for head coach Tony Cook, and she'll still be by Chris Starkey's side, her head coach here at Fox. But she whiffs at a ball outside the zone, and the catcher hangs on for the strikeout. That's two punch-outs for Evelyn Boyer to bring her to 21 on the season. Here comes Amy Schubert. Good size righty on her toes, covering that outside part of the plate as the ball is there for a called strike. Amy Schubert, 263 batting average, four runs driven in, good numbers early on. A riser comes in on the chin as she turns her cheek. One ball, one strike. Boyer working rather quickly, already coming home with the 1-1 pitch that tails outside, now 2-1. Fox without a runner reaching second in the first inning. Anastasia Bear had the potential of being there, but she was caught stealing on the strikeout looking by Grace George. There's a fastball that just misses wide. 2-2 to the righty Schubert. There's a little breeze kicking up, blowing from left to right. Boyer looks in at the catcher and delivers a ball. It's lifted up to the right side and off of a white minivan. No surprise there that that was going to happen to someone's vehicle. As a matter of fact, that white minivan is two car spots over from where our company vehicles park. So please don't hit it over there, Amy. Here's a ball in the dirt. It's now 3-2. Amy Schubert hit 342 last season, was second on the team in RBIs with 19, first overall on the team with eight doubles. Third baseman creeps in for DeSoto. 3-2 pitch. It's hit that way, and it's past her. Lazy effort there by Caitlin Hanna. Just couldn't get all the way down for it. That one goes in the left field for a single. Amy Schubert is aboard with one out for Fox. I think that ball just got onto Caitlin Hanna a lot quicker than she anticipated. Haven't had much rain recently, and again, the sun beaming on top of the softball field, so that dirt is going to be really hard. Here's the batter, the left-handed swinging, number 5, Brooke Loveall. She leans out over home plate and takes the ball. Loveall bats from the left side, tall, lanky, I would say about 5'8", 5'9", good frame. Ball low, she checked her swing on the bunt and pulled it back in time, now 2-0. Number 18, Hannah Underwood is on deck. One on, one down for the Warriors. Top of the second, scoreless, looking to get on the board first. Boyer, a check of the wrist, delivers home a changeup taken. And I believe we're looking at a 3-0 count now to Brooke Loveall. Loveall with only one walk to her name so far this season through seven contests. Boyer coming home with the next pitch, and that's a get-me-over strike for Evelyn Boyer. Good-sized crowd on hand for a 4:30 softball game. Got started 8 minutes early, and there's a 3-1 pitch. Comes right at the belt down the middle. Umpire afraid of that rising ball, leaned back to get out of the way and still called it a strike. So we got ourselves a full count. Next pitch, push towards the left side and again towards that football practice field where the Dragons football team currently occupies some space over there. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes to Loveall. Lovall, another freshman making an impact early in her varsity career for the Fox Warriors, much like Trista Grobe. She bats about three spots, just like Trista Grobe for DeSoto. And there's a hard chopper sent to the left side and just foul of the third base bag. So Coach Starkey has a freshman in Brooke Lovall, and DeSoto's Chris Wolick has a pretty good freshman in Trista Grobe if you look at her numbers as well. Here comes a third 3-2 pitch to Lovall as she digs into the box, batting from the left side. The righty Boyer comes to the plate, and a line drive shot into the gap left side for a base knock. And the Warriors, getting a little cheer from the visiting side, have two aboard with just one out for Hannah Underwood, the number seven hitter. Schubert up to second base. When Hannah Underwood is not in the batter's box, she's playing left field for Coach Starkey. She's the one that made the catch for the first out of the first inning just about 10 minutes ago. Takes a pitch at the knees for a strike call. Pretty flat-footed before the pitcher comes set. Now a slight lift of the heels, and Underwood shoots one to the right side and foul. No balls, two strikes to Underwood. 316 batting average, four RBIs. She has scored as many runs. Boyer spinning the ball in her bare hand and delivers home. And the righty misses low. So one and two trying to get the chase of Underwood. Fox getting their third hit of the contest through the first inning and a third with Brooke Lovall's base knock to left. Boyer, a check of the wrist once more. Getting ready to fire home. She does. Gets a swing and a miss. Underwood is down on strikes first. Punch out for Evelyn Boyer since Duff a few batters ago. So basically what I'm trying to say is Boyer's pretty consistent with those strikeouts. She's already got three through the first five outs. The batter now is Lena McMichael, shortstop. Bats right-handed, takes one low and inside for a ball. I wish you could hear some of the commentary that these softball players have. One of her teammates shouting, nice eyeballs. Lena McMichael sends one into the gap, right center field. Base knock will roll all the way to the fence. Coming home to score easily. Schubert around third. Lovall getting the send home. The throw to the plate is dropped by the catcher. And scoring is Lovall. Fox taking a 2-0 advantage. Sliding into third on the throw is Lena McMichael. Two-run double for the Fox Warriors. And they lead it 2-0 here in the top of the second. Trista Grobe had the ball in her mitt as soon as she turned to apply the tag of Lovall, dropped the ball. So with those two RBIs, McMichael now has five on the season, puts her in sole possession of third place on the team. Here's the batter number 11, Samantha Peterson. One ball, no strikes to her. Next pitch, inside, slightly low, 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 from Boyer. The riser above the letters for a ball. Now 3-0 to Samantha Peterson. Next pitch, middle but in, ball four. Peterson, the number nine hitter, will take her base. Runners at the corners, now two outs for the top of the order, Kylie Austin. So Peterson with her first walk of the season. It's not easy for a number nine hitter to be patient at the plate. Ball misses low and wide to the lefty, Austin. It's 1-0. Austin grounded into a 5-6-3 force play. It was a line drive off the end of the third baseman's mitt. It shot over to short, where the shortstop picked it up and threw it to first. Here comes that 1-0 from the righty Boyer. Here's a bunt hit hard up that third base line. It will stay foul. It's now 1-1. There's a lot of pressure on the number 9 hitter. Baseball, softball, either one. Because you're told to make sure you get on board for the leadoff hitter at the same time you're hitting ninth, because you know that you probably have some struggles going on. Here's a sharp ground ball to second. Second baseman drops it briefly, scoops it back up, and fires to first as able to complete the force play to first base is Bone. And so the Fox Warriors offense is put to rest, but they do wake up for two runs in the top of the second. A two-run double by Lena McMichael. It's Fox 2, DeSoto 0, bottom of the second, when we come back in 60 seconds on KJF.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwrymca.org, or stop by the Y today.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. We need your support as a business owner or individual to be part of Mary's House of Hope at a safe place. We are excited to announce our capital campaign, which will provide transitional housing for women and children that were victims of domestic violence. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at 636-232-2339 and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. 2-0 Fox leading DeSoto. Some softball action for you this afternoon on KJF. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Ledington, New Era Bank of Farmington, Fredertown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington. And you can also thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus for making this broadcast possible. Evelyn Boyer first up, batting fifth for the Dragons, trailing 2-0. First pitch fastball, middle in, good for a strike from the righty Duff. It's going to be Boyer, Hayes Gowan, and Howard coming up for the Dragons. That's number 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Popping one up right side and beyond the stretch of the first baseman, Schubert of Fox, it lands foul, 0-2. Evelyn Boyer, by the way, 4.64 batting average this season, tops for the Dragons. Has 7 runs batted in, but nobody on base to drive in. She'll be looking to be the first aboard. Shoots a ball right back up the middle, just to the right of second base for a base knock. And Boyer will begin the comeback with a single. And that'll bring up Madison Hayes Gowan. Quite the name there for the junior. 360 batting average. You'll see a lot of 360-plus batting averages for this Dragon side. 1 through 9 in the order doesn't really matter. They've got some power and some punch in each of those spots. Umpire punches out strike number 1 for Madison Hayes Gowan. Righty on righty matchup. Ball up in on the hand. Shoots it to the right side. Second baseman will go the short way to second base. And it looks like the shortstop just hung on there for the force play. It looked like her foot came off the bag. Looked like maybe she dropped the ball, but no, she hung on long enough. So that'll go as a 4-6 fielder's choice for Hayes Gowan. She'll make way for number 5, Bailey Howard. Righty on righty matchup. Tall, lanky Bailey hits a ground ball to second base. Second baseman applies the tag and then throws to first. Wild. That'll go into foul territory. Not far enough for Howard to advance. But now McGowan forced out on the tag. Heads up play there by the second baseman for Fox. Her name is Bear. Anastasia Bear. Heads up play there. So 2 down, 1 on for the Dragons, trailing 2-0. The batter now is number 22, Bella Olson. Next pitch to her is high and inside. Now one ball and one strike. Next pitch to her is fouled off the catcher and trickles all the way out between the circle and first base. And poor Brooke Loveall, she is up and she is limping. Coach Starkey coming over to check on her. She seems to be okay. Home plate umpire buying her some time as well. Brushing off some dirt off a home plate. And now Loveall will go out and gather the team around her, the infield around her. Giving herself a little extra time. Now umpire walking out towards the circle says, all right, that's enough. Come back. So she does. And the defense back where they need to be. And now we're ready to go again. 0-1 pitch to Olson. That misses low. Kicked up some dirt. 1-1 now. Lauren Duff in the circle has a two-run lead for the Fox Warriors here in the bottom of the second. There's two down and one on. Next pitch is lifted. Foul territory. And that one lands behind the catcher, Loveall, who had no idea where that ball was going. Two strikes now on Olson. Bella Olson is her name. Bats from the right side, facing an 0-2 pitch, lifts it into shallow right, over the second baseman's head, and down for a single. And DeSoto has runners at first and second. Two down. Kristen Keith coming up. Keith, a number 9 hitter for the Dragons, looking to do some damage. Infield drawn in. Pitch misses wide and high. It's 1-0. Again, the Dragons 7-3, Fox 2-5. Both teams playing back-to-back days. Here's the next pitch. Swing through there by Keith. Ball up in the zone. No balls and two strikes to Kristen Keith. Next pitch. Changeup low and outside. Ball one. So it's Howard at third, or excuse me, at second. Ball lifted onto the infield, left side, and the third baseman for Fox, Grace George, secures it for out number three. The Dragons, trying to retaliate, are able to put two on, but can't bring them in. Fox has a 2-0 lead heading into the top of the third when we return here on KJF.
Family, health, home. At Comtree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the Comtree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. Glad to have you with us this afternoon for some softball. It's Fox DeSoto. Fox with the lead 2-0, top of the third inning. Want to thank the UPS Store of Festus, Comtree of Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro for allowing us to broadcast this game this evening. The batter is Anastasia Bear. The first pitch has popped up left side, right in front of the shortstop, but it's the third baseman that makes the catch for out number one. So Bear now 1-for-2 after singling. She now pops it up. And here's Grace George taking a practice cut. Lines up the bat to home plate. Digs in. She's ready to go. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. Fastball, outer edge, belt high. Good for a strike. As I mentioned, first time Grace George came up to the plate, she doesn't just play softball. She's a multi-sport athlete, including track and field and girls soccer as well. Check swing, foul ball, straight back off the fence. And it's quickly 0-2 to George. Evelyn Boyer looking for a shutdown inning here to keep it a 2-0 ball game. Grace George on the girls soccer team, a midfielder, scored 7 goals, assisted on 3 others this past season. Takes a ball low that sweeps to the outside. Kicks up some dirt. It's now 1-2. Grace George on the track and field side. 100-meter run, long and triple jump. She likes to get out there and play some ball and run some track and kick a soccer ball around, and she'll shoot a ground ball past the diving second baseman for a hit. And so Grace George is now 1-for-2 on the day. One on, one out for Fox. The batter's Lauren Duff. First pitch to her. Tails outside. Catcher Grobe thought about throwing down to first, but hangs on. Slight wind blowing left to right. Boyer checking the wrist, puts her foot on the rubber, kicks some dirt aside. Digs in and delivers a pitch that is popped up off the end of the bat of Duff and secured by the shortstop Charleville. Two pop-ups on the inning have resulted in 2 outs. Grace George stays where she is at first, and that'll bring up Amy Schubert. Schubert got the 2-run rally in the top of the second going with a base knock. She was able to get up to second base on the Brooke Lovall single, and then both those girls came home on the 2-run double to right center field by Lena McMichael. And there's a straight steal of second base by Grace George. She got there. The throw not in time. Stolen base number 4 of the season for Grace George. Puts herself in scoring position. The ball comes up and in to Amy Schubert. It's now 2-0 to her. As I mentioned, Schubert, second on the team in RBIs last year, first in doubles with 8. Here comes the 2-0 from Boyer. It's lifted into right center field. Center fielder started coming in, then went back, and the ball will bounce and hit off the fence. And coming home to score run number 3 of the ballgame for Fox is Grace George. Another double for Amy Schubert. RBI number 5 of the season. And just like that, Fox, the visiting side, sitting comfortably at 3-0 here in the top of the third. It's also double number 2 of the season for Amy Schubert. Now the batter's Brooke Lovall, the lefty, takes a pitch, outer edge, right down the middle, though, for a called strike. So doubles have been the death of DeSoto here in this ball game. When a Warrior hits a double, runs score. There's a bunt up the third baseline. Side spin will carry it foul. And by the time the third baseman had already picked up the ball in foul territory, Brooke Lovall was standing at first base. Goes to show the speed she has. That ball went about 30 feet up the line. Still no balls and 2 strikes to Lovall. Or now no balls and 2 strikes. Boyer stretches above the head, delivers home a ball that rises well out of the zone. Out of the crouch was Grobe to receive it. And it's a 1-2 count, 2 outs. Runner at second for Fox. They lead 3-0. Trying to upset DeSoto here tonight. Change up low and outside. 2-2 now to the lefty Lovall. 300 batting average, tied for the team lead in RBIs with 7. She could take that lead outright over Duff if she gets a base knock here. There's a fastball that rises and misses wide to the lefty Lovall again. And the count has gone full. Third baseman for DeSoto. Caitlin Hanna initially in at third, now takes two steps back. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Boyer is able to get a strikeout to end the third inning, but Fox tacks on another. They lead it 3-0 after the Grace George run score with the Schubert double. We'll be back here in 60 seconds with the bottom of the third inning and the Dragons coming up to bat when we return on KJF.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Good afternoon, early evening to you. Matt Greenwood with KJFF. Hal Neisler back in the studio, punching all the right buttons as we are here at DeSoto High School, home of the Dragons. And home has not been so nice to them. It's a 3-0 hole for DeSoto here in the bottom of the third. Lauren Duff has been doing a good job of pitching to contact, getting some slow rollers, some lazy pops, and all in all, just having a good performance, even without the strikeouts for Duff, which she is not known for her striking out. She'll face the top of the DeSoto order in double zero, Trisha Charleville, Sarah Bone on deck, and Trista Grobe in the hole. Those two combining to go 0-for-2, their first time through. 0-for-2 with a walk. Charleville drew the leadoff walk in the bottom of the first. There's a fastball. Bell tie inside. That's good enough for a strike. As I mentioned, Charleville, the only player with a home run for the Dragons so far this season, and turns on a ball that was at her chin. She shoots it down that third baseline, foul. No balls and two strikes. 8 different players for the Dragons hit a home run last season. Only one of those 8 players is on this year's squad. Want to venture a guess as to who that is? You got it, Trisha Charleville. Fastball misses wide. 1-2 now to the righty. Charleville waits for the 1-2 pitch. Looks at one below the knees. 2-2 now. 22 RBIs, led the team last year. Already up to 6, but behind her teammate Caitlin Hanna, who's got 9. But DeSoto not counting numbers here, just looking for base runners. Ground ball to short, fielded nicely by the shortstop, who fires a low ball to first base, but is dug out by Schubert to retire Charleville. Excellent defensive play there and throw by Lena McMichael. So Charleville retired for the first time. And she'll vacate the batter's box for the left-handed swinging Sarah Bone. First pitch to the lefty. Leaks outside for a ball. Bone flew out to left field her first time up. Duff started the game yesterday against Seckman. Didn't last too long. Misses inside with that one. Now 2-0. One of those games that I asked Coach Starkey about before this one here, the 19-2 loss yesterday to Seckman. I asked him, is that just one you kind of file away and just say, man, let's just forget about it? And his answer was kind of that. As the ball misses low, it's now 2-1 to Bone. He basically reiterated his comment beforehand about how the team just trying to do too much. Well, it doesn't seem like they're trying to do too much in this ball game, and they've been rewarded for it. 2 doubles have led to 3 runs scored. Sarah Bone now facing a 3-1 count to the 2-1, missed high and wide. Next one is not high, but it certainly is wide, and that's ball four for Sarah Bone. She's aboard with one out. That is Bone's fifth walk of the season. That leads the team. Well, actually, that puts her in a tie for the lead. She and Charleville each had four walks. They both have a walk here today. Fouling one off the top of the fence is the freshman, Trista Grobe. No balls and one strike to Grobe, who lined out sharply to short. One of those, hey, look what I caught, kind of line drives as Lena McMichael went to a knee, put the heel of the glove on the ground, and just was able to catch it in the heel of the mitt. Next pitch to Grobe is in there for a called strike. 0-2 quickly to Trista Grobe. 429 batting average, second on the team. Seven runs scored, four doubles. Let's one go wide from the righty Duff. So it's 1-2 to Grobe. Bottom of the third inning, got ourselves a good fight on our hands. Fox 3, DeSoto nothing. Dragons, of course, the home team getting the last at-bat as Grobe, right off the hands, able to shoot one first base side and foul. So it remains one ball, two strikes to Grobe. Caitlin Hanna, the RBI leader of this team, is on deck. Next pitch, Duff, and a very slow pitch, completely catching Grobe off guard, and that'll work as Duff's first punch out of the ball game. That one was coming in at like 35 miles an hour, if I've ever seen one so slow. And Grobe just was left with the bat on her shoulders. Two down. Now the batter, Caitlin Hanna, with one aboard. First pitch, a riser, misses wide, sliding to her right was the catcher. Loveall has done a good job so far. Took a little bit of a knock last inning off the instep of her left foot. Hobbled about for about 30 seconds and was good to go. Here comes the 1-0 from the righty Duff, and a screamer right off the top of the fence that protects the Fox dugout. That one almost made it inside there. Instead, it's a foul ball, so 1-1. Caitlin Hanna, just a sophomore. So Coach Wolick has a freshman hitting third and a sophomore hitting cleanup. Ball gets away from Loveall on a fastball high and wide, heading up towards second base with the awareness there is Sarah Bone. That'll go down as a pass ball. 2-1 to Hanna. Duff looking to get out of this inning without giving up a run. DeSoto, by the way, was just their second runner to second base, and they've sent 12 batters to the plate. 2-1 pitch to Hanna, misses. Now 3-1. On deck is Evelyn Boyer. There are two outs. Duff spinning the ball in the mitt, comes home with it, fouling it straight back is Hanna. And we've got ourselves a full tank on the board. Three balls, two strikes with two outs. Big moment here for Duff from a confidence side of things. Not able to get past the second inning in their, past the fourth inning in their loss to Seckman. But she loses Hanna on a 3-2 pitch. Gripped it a little too hard and missed low and in. So Hanna trots up to first, staying at second base. Sarah Bone, the batter is Evelyn Boyer. A gapper scores one at least. First pitch right down the pipe. That's a called strike. Got Kylie Austin in center field with great speed. So Boyer hoping to avoid hitting it to her. Instead, she'll hit it to the shortstop, a blooper. That is caught easily by Lena McMichael. Secures it with two hands the way it should be. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. It's Fox 3, DeSoto nothing here on AM 1400. Key Jeff, we're back in 60.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard. The RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. It's Fox 3, DeSoto nothing. Final warm-up pitch for the righty Evelyn Boyer as Fox getting set to face Boyer for inning number 4. Boyer pretty much has to pitch a shutout from here on out to keep her team in the ballgame. We'll face the number 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the order. So that's Hannah Underwood, Lena McMichael, and Samantha Peterson. Underwood with a slight lean back as she squares the feet towards the pitcher Boyer and takes the ball low for the first pitch of the fourth inning. Slight breeze, maybe every few minutes. Not much to cool anybody off. Riser from the righty Boyer misses outside the zone. And Underwood, easy take for her. Now 2-0. Of course, it's an easier take on a riser when you're already ahead in the count. But when you're behind in the count and got two strikes, it's a little more tempting, isn't it? There's a changeup that just misses high for a ball. Now 3-0. Not only is the Fox varsity team making some noise on the sideline, but also the JV team. And a delayed called strike there. Underwood was getting ready to toss the bat aside. Instead, she'll grip it tighter. 3-1 pitch about to come her way from the righty Boyer. There it is, and Underwood lifts one to deep left field. Left fielder going back, and that's going to be caught by Pogue. 10 feet in front of the left field fence for an out. Long fly out for Hannah Underwood. And she just got underneath it a little too much. She's 0-for-2 now on the day. So one down here in the top of the fourth. Lena McMichael is your batter, the number 8 hitter, the shortstop for the Warriors. First pitch, the inside outs one on a line down the right side and foul towards the tarp. Sunshine out beyond the right field fence, beaming brightly on top of the softball field here at DeSoto High School. Off to our left, slightly behind us, is the practice football field. And there is a football practice going on. So Coach Chris Johnson, who was on the Coles Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable show last night on J98 at Buffalo Wild Wings, back in action this afternoon with his team. Rising changeup there by Boyer, misses well outside the zone. It's 1-1 to McMichael. Third baseman Hannah creeping forward, pitch coming through, and that one is off the hands and straight off of a windshield. And I feel sorry for the person who's got a vehicle that looks like it's a 1980s Toyota. It was pretty old, pretty faded. That ball was right off that windshield. Hopefully they have good insurance. Here's a 1-2 pitch to McMichael. Shoots another line drive to the right side, and that'll land right inside that right field line. Scooped up nicely by Bailey Howard, who fires it back in to hold McMichael to a single. But Lena McMichael, the number 8 hitter, 2-for-2, doing damage, already has two runs driven in. And she so far is our player of the game. Not official yet. Got to wait till the very end. Want to see if any more dramatics happen. But as far as we're concerned, McMichael has been putting on a show for the Warriors. Next batter, Samantha Peterson. First pitch foul tipped off the mask of Grobe. She seems to be okay. The nice thing about that crack on the windshield is it looks like it's mostly towards the passenger side. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any dangerous driving going on. home plate umpire wearing his light blue top because it's so hot out here. Wearing gray pants, giving Grobe a breathing moment. Trying to shake off the foul tip off her face mask. Everybody's back where they need to be. McMichael at first. Boyer looking at her wrist on the rubber. Pushes off. Delivers home a pitch that has popped up to the right side and out of play. Oh, and what do you know? Coach Tony Cook of the Jefferson College Vikings softball team trying to make a catch there, and he failed. Coach Cook obviously looking at some talent locally here for his ball club next year. Next pitch is turned on and driven deep down the left side, but well fouled. But hey, Samantha Peterson putting good contact on that one. Just couldn't keep it fair. It's now 0-2 to her. So a foul ball off the catcher and then a foul ball down that left field line. 0-2 to Peterson, who walked her first time up and was stranded there after a ground out to second base by Kylie Austin to end the second inning. It's Fox 3, DeSoto nothing. Warriors trying to tack on here. American flag resting comfortably on the pole in right center field. Boyer taking her time. Coming home with the 0-2, and Peterson lines it straight back. Another foul ball. McMichael was on the move trying to steal second base. Without the swing, if she would have been safe, that would have been stolen base number 4 of the season for McMichael. But as it is, she's back at first, ready to push off and run some more. On deck is the leadoff hitter, Kylie Austin. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout for Boyer, her 5th. Two down now for the Warriors, and as I mentioned, the leadoff hitter for Fox, Kylie Austin, is coming up to the plate. She's 0-2. First pitch to the lefty, sort of an excuse me swing through a pitch there. It's 0-1. Austin, 300 batting average, 6 hits, all of them singles. She has scored 4 times. Has a 417 on-base percentage. Fastball misses high and wide. And the left-handed swinging Kylie Austin has a 1-1 count. Boyer off of the right hip, coming home with the 1-1 pitch. Austin takes it for a called strike, throw down to second base, and safe there is McMichael. Ball bounced up off the shortstop cover in the bag, scooted over to second base where Bone was there to pick it up and hold on to it. Lena McMichael, her 4th stolen base of the season, reties her for the lead on the team with Grace George, who also has 4. But it's a 1-2 count to Austin. Next pitch misses wide. Evens us up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-run double by McMichael in the 2nd. An RBI double by Amy Schubert in the 3rd has Fox up 3-0. Fastball high and wide again. Out of the crouch, Grobe thought about a throw down to 2nd. Stead hangs on to it. Brings us to a 3-ball, 2-strike count. I want to thank the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Applebee's of Farmington, and Midwest Sports Center on Walker Drive in Farmington for sponsoring our broadcast this season. Lifting one towards the left side and well foul is Austin. Stays alive at 3 balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs, and 1 aboard. That's McMichael at 2nd. 3-2 pitch on its way from Boyer. Misses low. Austin takes. That's ball 4. So here comes Anastasia Bear getting the signs from her third base and head coach, Chris Starkey. Anastasia Bear, B-A-E-R, no relation to KJF's very own news director, Matt Bear. Fastball down the middle, slightly in, good for a strike to Bear. She's 1-for-2 on the day, a single in the 1st inning, a pop-up to 3rd, her 2nd time up. Boyer coming home with the 0-1 pitch. Throw down to 2nd by Grobe. And back into 2nd without a tag is McMichael. That ball missed inside. Puts us at a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Next pitch. Changeup just misses inside. Home plate umpire standing on the inside corner of the plate when the righties come up, so he's got a good look at that inside part. 2-1 now the count. Boyer trying to get out of this inning without giving up a run. There's a pop-up. And just behind us to the right, a good 15 feet or so, right in front of the home bleachers. Two balls, two strikes to Bear Fox with a 3-0 lead. Wind now blowing from right to left. Boyer has a ball slip out of her grip. Misses high. Full tank on the board. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Runners will start their engines. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul ball off the fence. Still 3-2. Bear about to face her third three ball, two strike pitch. That ball hit right off the top of the fence, and if it would have gotten over, it would have landed in my lap for sure. 3-2, fastball up in the zone, swing and a miss. Bear is down on strikes, and Evelyn Boyer works out of a two-runner on jam as she gets two strikeouts in the inning, six total on the ball game. But it's still a 3-0 lead for the Fox Warriors. DeSoto coming up when we return in 60 on KJF.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neweirabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
This softball broadcast brought to you by Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, and Presbyterian Manor of Farmington. Matt Greenwood with you at DeSoto High School. It's a 3-0 lead for Fox. DeSoto at the plate. First batter up is Madison Hayes-Gowan. And it's right down the middle out of the righty Duff's hand. It's 0-1. Next pitch in on the hands. Hayes-Gowan pops it up easily to third base, where George is there to secure it for out number one. A couple times, Lauren Duff able to get some pop-ups to third or short. Now she'll face the number seven hitter, Bailey Howard. Howard reached on a four unassisted tag play by Bear. Dribbler to third base. George in on the play. Nice scoop up and beautiful throw across the diamond in time to retire Howard. Both outs of this inning played by the third baseman. And that'll bring up the number eight hitter as Howard retired. Olson steps up. Bella Olson singled her first time. Looking to begin a two-out rally for the Dragons, down by three. Fastball down the middle from Duff, and the righty is on point this afternoon, up ahead of the count, 0-1. Duff had some first-inning frustrations with her location, but has since found her groove, gets a swing and a miss from Olson. And it's 0-2. Lauren Duff, one pitch away from a very quick fourth inning. Next pitch, it's up in the zone, it's swung on and it's missed. And Olson down on strikes. Lauren Duff maybe out there for 90 seconds, if that. We'll head to the top of the fifth inning. Fox in command. It's 3-0 Warriors leading the DeSoto Dragons here on KJF.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Through four innings, Fox's Lauren Duff has surrendered two hits to the DeSoto Dragons, has stranded five on base, and has punched out two, and has shut them down as we head into the top of the fifth. It'll be Grace George, then Lauren Duff, followed by Amy Schubert. So right through the heart of the order, Evelyn Boyer. Let's see if she can get through this one. It's 3-4 and 5. 3-0 lead for Fox. Grace George has scored one of those three runs. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch swing and ground ball second base. Bone scoops it up and throws to first in time for the easy play. So Grace George now 1-for-3 with a strikeout, a single, a stolen base, a run scored, and a ground out to second base. There's another nice kick of the wind blown from left to right. Righty Duff digs in. Quite wide open stance. Front left foot. Right on that chalk line at the top of the box, takes the first pitch down the middle for a strike. That tells me she's trying to cut off inside pitches and protect the outside part of the plate. Makes it very tough for these pitchers. 0-1 is upstairs inside for a ball. Could explain why Lauren Duff has verbally committed to Jefferson College. An excellent softball program there. Lines one foul down the third base line. You know, these pitches from softball players, because the distance between home and the rubber is only about 45 feet, well, that ball comes on you pretty quickly, and Duff has no protection against that because she is so far up in the box. She has to have real quick hands and quick feet. 1-2 popped up. Left side, the third baseman Hannah giving a look and started staggering back towards the infield. And she's able to make the catch to retire Duff, who's now 0-for-3, hitting cleanup for the Warriors. Coach Starkey talking to Amy Schubert before this at-bat, saying, take your time, have a good at-bat, let's go. First pitch, ball low and inside. You almost are kind of curious. When a pitcher can hear the third base coach, if I can hear the third base coach, a pitcher certainly can. Why you don't attack with a first pitch strike. But, you know, what do I know? Amy Schubert pops up to short, and Charleville there to secure it for out number three. So two pitches into the at-bat. Schubert is out. Three up, three down. Go the Warriors. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Fox 3, DeSoto 0 on KJUF.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwrymca.org, or stop by the Y today.
A All right, Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. And we'll introduce our new guest, our new broadcast partner guest here in just a second as DeSoto starts off the bottom of the fifth inning with Kristen Keith. And then Trisha Charleville to follow, Sarah Bone behind her. So 9-1 and 2 in the order. And it's a 1-0 count to the lefty, Keith. Fastball down the middle from the righty, Lauren Duff, for a called strike. Here's Tony Cook, Jefferson College softball head coach, joining us. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, glad to be here.
So I know you're doing scouting. You can't lie to me about that. Lauren Duff, one of your verbal commits on the mound. And the bat, not great, but the pitching has been phenomenal so far. Just pitching to contact, you know, bringing these hitters up, mowing them down. Behind here, 2-1 to Kristen Keith, but we'll get your thoughts on her in just a second. 2-1 coming. Check swing, ground ball, third base. That'll trickle foul. Grace George picks it up 2 inches to the left of the third base line.
Yeah, she's looking a little better than yesterday. She had a rough outing against Seckman yesterday, I understand. And so, she looks a little sharper today. That's one thing about it. She looks like she's hitting her spots and good velocity today.
Keith with the chance here to lead off the bottom of the fifth. DeSoto needs base runners. They need them fast. They're down 3-0. Ball tails outside, now 2-2.
I think DeSoto's off to a good start this year, aren't they?
Yes, 7 wins, 3 losses.
Yeah. First time I got to see them play.
Oh, man. That foul ball went right off the clubhouse to the left or whatever that is. Looks like an old-timer's press box. That thing just slammed off the wood. Good thing it wasn't made of glass like that windshield over there on the car.
That just happened when I got there. That's when.
Yeah, you brought bad luck, Coach. Here's a bloop single into shallow center off the bat of Kristen Key. So the number 9 hitter gets on base for DeSoto. We flip the order to Trisha Charleville, and she has the potential to be a very dangerous hitter in this spot with one on and nobody out. Yeah, we haven't seen, Coach, too many balls hit hard off the bat of, or out of the hand of Lauren Duff.
No, and that's, Trisha here coming up, she's one of them, can make some damage here for him if DeSoto gets the right swing here.
First pitch to the righty, Charleville. Just catches the inside part of the plate. Home plate umpire is situated on the inner half of the plate with righties on base, or righties at the dish. So he's got a good, clear point of view on that part of the plate.
There's an outside pitch.
And 0-1 pitch is low, and Charleville lifts it to the right side and foul. Rachel Harris giving chase there to no avail. Digs it out from underneath the tarp. So no balls and 2 strikes to Trisha Charleville. How has recruiting been going? You're still doing it, aren't you?
We're wrapped up. We're pretty
wrapped up?
Yeah,
okay.
We got all our commitments, and actually Trisha's one of them we got this lately here, so
there you go.
From DeSoto, so none are verbal, and we're doing. We think this is a good recruiting class that we got, so we're kind of watch them a little bit when we get done with practice. Stay in touch with them until we can officially assign them on November 1st.
There you go. That day for you, I'm sure, feeling like it's a long ways away. And there's a foul ball lifted up towards the left side by Trisha Charleville, and a player for the DeSoto JV team was warming up her pitches, and people were just shouting in her direction, get out of the way, go, move, and she finally did. And lucky for her, because that ball kind of landed where she was. Now 1-2 to Charleville, turns on ones and shoots it inside that or outside the third base line, foul.
Duff keeps working her inside. Maybe look for a pitch outside here next coming up, I think, because she's been fouling off some hard pitches here.
Yeah, Walker first time up, a sharp ground ball to short her second time up. So you almost get the sense that Charleville's almost there, ready to deliver that big hit as she waves at one outside and does foul it straight back. And talk about plate protection there, Coach.
That was a good off-speed pitch, and she did a good job being a defensive hitter there and just fouling the ball off.
There was a batter for DeSoto, Trista Grobe, the freshman. I don't know if you got here in time, but she was completely frozen on that kind of pitch as Charleville making good contact into shallow left center field. And tracking it down is Kylie Austin. She'll make the catch on the run. Retreating back to first base is Kristen Key. So Charleville 0-2 on the day.
You know, that's something like Duff, You know, she's not a strikeout pitcher, but she'll, you know, she's known for getting flyouts and the ground balls, and that's what her forte is. Is, you know, let the defense work behind her, and I think she's doing that today so far, from what I saw.
Yeah, she certainly is. Quite a few lazy pops, some soft line drives, easy fly balls there for the defense. Here's Sarah Bone, lefty, takes it outside for a ball, 1-0. But as I was saying, Grobe, a freshman with a full count, took a breaking ball that looked like it was like 30 miles an hour, and she couldn't do anything but just stand there and take it for a called strike. 1-0 on its way from the righty. Duff off the hands. Shallow pop to second. Coming forward, Bear makes the catch on the run. Bone is retired, and what a good job, Coach Cook, for Duff to get the top two hitters out after giving up a single to the number nine guy.
Yeah, it looks like she's working both sides of the plate, and she's going up and down, and so she's keeping these hitters off balance, and that's what you want out of your pitcher. And on the opposite side, your defense, you want your offensive to be a pretty aggressive. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Grobe right back to Duff, easy flip to first base, and so a leadoff single by Kristen Keith of the Dragons, but Duff gets the number 1, 2, and 3 hitters in the order. In a row, a line out, a pop up, and a slow grounder. We'll head to the top of the sixth. It's Fox 3, DeSoto 0. Coach Cook sticking around here on KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard. The RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. I don't know if you caught the tail end of that, but that's Coach Tony Cook of the Jefferson College Vikings joining us here on our broadcast. It's a 3-0 Fox lead in the top of the sixth. Evelyn Boyer out back in the circle for the Dragons. She gave up a 2-spot in the second, 1 run in the third, and has been pretty consistent since then. 6 strikeouts for Evelyn Boyer. But, Coach, you're here because of Lauren Duff of Fox, the pitcher slash infielder, and then also Trisha Charleville, who's also a pitcher and infielder.
Absolutely, and we're here to watch them, the younger classmen too. You know, the 20s, 21s, and even the 22s. So we want them to know that anybody local that we're definitely interested in them as a player for Jefferson College.
First batter up, Brooke Lovall, the number 6 hitter, facing an 0-1 count. Ball was called a strike inside. Here's Charleville, thrusting her entire body into that pitch and misses high and wide for a ball. Hannah Underwood is the number 7 hitter. She is on deck. Lena McMichael is in the circle, in the hole. Boyer's in the circle. It's another term I wasn't quite
used to. We'll blame it on
this heat,
The humidity and heat is really a,
Oh, man.
It's tough, especially out there in the field for these players right now. It's, almost first week of September, and we're still battling high 90 temperatures. So,
Fox is wearing a black uniform. It's like, oh my gosh, it's gotta be even worse. 2-1 pitch to Lovall, and she'll inside out one down that third base line, and that one goes foul. It was actually able to reach the outfield territory before going foul.
Days like today, that's where you want to make sure you coach your players and you tell them you want to stay hydrated, that way they can stay on top of their game and, especially your catchers.
2 balls, 2 strikes to Lovall, and that's been the tendency for this Fox lineup today, is going opposite field. There's a line drive, foul. And that same DeSoto girl that was warming up, this time not in really any danger. The ball just rolled past her this time instead of coming down from above. So Lovall fighting, 2-2. The count, 3-0 lead for Fox. Charleville gets a pop-up to short. Or excuse me, Boyer does to Charleville. Charleville has it for out number one. Lovall has got a single, a run scored, a punch out, and a pop-out to short. By the way, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the Jefferson College website.
It came out today.
The new website today?
Yeah.
Was it today? Okay.
Today was the...
We weren't sure if it was today or yesterday.
Well, I think it was late last night or early this morning. But it seems a little more user-friendly and a little more graphics in it. And, I think the speed of it's a lot better. So, we're really happy with that. And I think that's something to say for the administration of the college of, investing into our new website.
And Underwood, the batter, 0-for-2, facing a 1-1 count, just took a pitch down the middle, made a nice play in left field earlier today, and then fell about 10-15 feet short of a home run her second time up. Bouncing in the box, pop-up on the pitch by Boyer. Second baseman back, and Bone makes the grab on the edge of the outfield grass where the grass and the infield dirt meet, and she makes the catch for out number two, and that's a tough out for Underwood.
It is, and the good thing about there is watching her, drop step and not backpedaling, and so that's a good thing for the coaches, on the instruction of these players, is you'd like to see that.
Lena McMichael, she has provided the most damage today for the Fox offense, a two-run double to get her team on the board first. It's a 1-0 count to her. Ball missing high. Second pitch, same spot. Just about now 2-0 to McMichael. And as a number 8 hitter coach, she has made a lot of noise, and for some teams, that's a little unexpected.
That's sometimes you can sneak and have one of your better hitters down the bottom lineup, and they think, they overlook that, and that's where sometimes it benefits your program.
2-0 pitch to McMichael. She'll take it right down the middle for a strike. Yeah, McMichael, a .308 batting average entering today, Coach, so that's not a bad batting average for a great hitter. Boyer getting a little red in the face. It is pretty hot out here. She'll step off. I think there was time called by McMichael, or maybe the Fox first base coach saw a loose ball get onto the playing surface. So it's 2-1 to McMichael. But yeah, jeffco.edu, jeffco.edu, looks very, very nice. Very user-friendly, as Coach Cook said. There's a sharp ground ball for a base hit. Uh-oh. Kicks off the glove of the left fielder, Pogue. Bounces towards center. Keith throws it into the infield. Air mails the second baseman, Bone. Backing up the play, though, was Hayes Gow in the first baseman. And so McMichael, who I think was pretty much comfortable with a single, didn't even budge there. So 3-for-3, Lena McMichael. 2 RBIs, a stolen base, a double, and 2 singles now. Trying to start a 2-out rally for the Warriors with Samantha Peterson coming up. First pitch to the lanky Peterson. She'll lift one over the Fox dugout. It's 0-1. Yeah, I'm impressed that DeSoto has a freshman hitting third. And then you get, I think Grace George is just a, not Grace George, Amy Schubert.
There's one in the gap.
Gap to right field. McMichael heading towards third. Coach Starkey sending her home. The throw to the pitcher, Charleville, who turns and fires home. Tag applied not in time by the catcher, Grove, as McMichael scores an RBI double for Samantha Peterson. 4-0 Warriors. And that home plate umpire calling the runner safe before the ball popped out of the mitt, so his call would not have been any different if Grobe had hung on. And then a little funny moment there, Coach. I don't know if you spotted it, but after McMichael scored, she picked up a helmet and accidentally picked up Grobe's catcher's mask and had to go back and give it to her. So those two shared a laugh. First pitch now to Kylie Austin is in there for a strike. So Peterson doing some damage in the 9 spot. 8-9 hitters for Fox. Able to get some runs home for the Warriors. There's a bunt foul at the third baseline. Goes about halfway up before Hannah scoops it up. It's no balls and 2 strikes to Kylie Austin. The throw came in from right field, by the way, on that run scored by Fox. And it was actually Boyer, the pitcher, who was right there in the circle catching it and then turning home to make the throw. I think she short-armed it a little bit.
I think she was caught off guard by it, and had her back to the home plate, and I didn't realize. I think she lost track of where the runner was at.
Right.
Coach Starkey was a little aggressive on that, scoring her from first base, so I think it caught her, just saw the Dragons off kilter there a little bit.
That ball, as you could hear, was fouled to the fence right in front of us. Kylie Austin behind in the count, 1-2. By the way, able to take second base on the throw was Peterson. Actually, I think she was already at second. She decided not to go to third, so a double for Peterson. There's a pitch out, throw down to second base. And Peterson didn't realize the ball was thrown that way, so she was lucky to just walk back into second safely.
You know, them are designed plays like that to catch the, you know, the runners going back lackadaisical, and they almost made the out.
DeSoto trying to get that third out of this inning. Kylie Austin sends one to left. Center fielder Keith calls off Pogue, the left fielder, and makes the catch herself for out number three. So Kylie Austin, for the second time this ball game, is the final out of an inning, but her teammates ahead of her doing damage. Samantha Peterson with an RBI double, 4-0 Fox. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on KJF.
Family, health, home. At ComTree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the ComTree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
And we got Velsecki from Windsor coming in. So we got some other kids from local. So it's been a great day yesterday, too.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJFF. It is the bottom of the sixth inning. DeSoto finds themselves in a 4-0 hole as it's Caitlin Hanna, Evelyn Boyer, and Madison Hayes-Gowan coming up. So 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Lauren Duff, two punch-outs, three hits allowed, but no runs given up. The righty from the Warriors, future Jeffco Viking, delivers a ball right at the knees for a called strike. And I think the umpire, Coach Cook, has had a pretty good strike zone today.
Yeah, look, so far he's right within the box. And it makes it easy when dust throwing strikes, you know. So.
Yeah, that too. Swing and a miss there by Hanna. She's 0-for-1 with a walk. DeSoto with their 7-3 record on the line this afternoon. Duff getting ready to fire home. She does. Off the end of the bat, Hanna, slow roller to second. Scoop to first base, all in one motion. Bear to Schubert to retire Hanna for out number one.
You know, as a coach, that's what you like to see, how your pitchers work hard during, you know, temperatures like this, and let your defense do the work for you. And, you know, so far that's what Duff's done for Fox.
You know, it would be easy for Duff to lose some confidence in the defense, you know, with that 19-2 loss yesterday, some defensive mistakes. But, no, she's put her trust in them. And there's a foul ball by Hayes-Gowan.
Yeah, I would imagine they had a clubhouse meeting after that loss yesterday. And, you know, I think they rebounded, you know, pretty good here so far. And but, you know, you still got two more innings for DeSoto to hit. So, you know, this game's a long way from being over.
A one pitch is a riser that misses way high. And by the way, the batter is Evelyn Boyer. Got ahead of myself there. So Boyer facing a 1-1 count. 4-0 Fox, bottom of the sixth, Dragons. Nobody on, one down. Check swing off the handle of the bat. That one skips to the, or hits the fence. And it's now 1-2 to Boyer. Boyer a single and a pop out to short. But as you mentioned, Coach Duff, using all sides of the plate and getting that extra spin on the ball. Misses low there for a ball, now 2-2. And just getting some weak pop-ups and some weak ground-outs.
You know, and that's, that, like I said, again, that's all you ask from your pitchers. And but, you know, usually that third time, fourth time around the lineup, usually the hitters can start getting a better feel for what's going on, and usually that's when you'll start seeing the hits start popping up.
We're starting to see a more patient approach as well from these Dragons. Count 2-2 with that sweeping pitch, missing low and wide to Boyer. Righty-on-righty matchup. Duff moving the hips and the throw home. And that pitch is a called strike three. So Boyer down on strikes. One pitcher strikes out the other. Third of the contest for Lauren Duff. Two down for Madison Hayes-Gowan. I think Boyer there was probably looking for her pitch, which is, you know, as a coach, I would imagine you say just protect and not look for something because you might not get it. And that was a ball right down the middle that Boyer took for strike three. And now there's a ground ball to second. And Bear makes the play to first. Hayes-Gowan retired. Three up, three down for the Dragons in the bottom of the sixth. We head to the final frame. It's 4-0 Fox coming up to bat when we return here in 60 seconds on KJF.
Hi, I work for you. Well, sometimes I actually work against you. I'm the impression you give customers when they open one of your packages. And if they aren't professionally packed, the impression I give is one of indifference. But when packed by the packing experts at the UPS store with their pack and ship guarantee, you look like a real go-getter. Want your business to look sharp? No problem. Come see us at the UPS store.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Sam from the Jefferson County Family YMCA. If you're looking to get fit, live healthier, or simply try something new, the Y is the place for you. Now through September 30th, new members pay no joining fee. Members enjoy access to all area locations and a free MyFitness health and wellness consultation to get you started. Enjoy free child watch for household members, free group exercise and water fitness classes, discounts on programs, and so much more. Call us at 636-931-9622, visit gwryMCA.org, or stop by the Y today.
Matt Greenwood and Jefferson College Vikings softball head coach Tony Cook joining us here on the broadcast about the fourth or fifth inning or so he came on, and happy to have him here as we've got ourselves a good ball game. It's 4-0 Fox, and at this point in the game for Evelyn Boyer of the Dragons, she has to come out and have a clean inning, give her team a fighting chance. Here's a bunt try by the righty Anastasia Bear. That'll trickle foul halfway up that third baseline. It's now 0-1. Now you're going to get to see Lauren Duff hit for the second time since you put the headset on, Coach. She's due up third.
Yeah, excited to see her hit one more time, see what happens with that. And, you know, watching county ball is really good. You know, I thought saw a game yesterday with, swing, kind of an upset with.
Swing and a miss there. Sorry, Coach. Anastasia Bear now behind in the count, 0-2.
Festus beating Hillsborough 4-0 yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's good to see that. You know, there's a little parity in the Jefferson County Conference. Nobody's really dominating, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a pop-up. Right side and foul, and a fan trying to make a play, and just like Coach Cook dropped it.
Back in my younger days, I would have made that play.
Yeah, yeah.
Wink face, right? Wink face. Oh, no balls, two strikes to Bear, 1-for-3 on the day. Digging in pretty deeply. And swings and misses over a changeup by Boyer. Boyer's seventh punch out of the game.
You know, so far when I saw from Boyer, you know, she's mixed pitches well, too. And she's been working inside and outside, I think. Early in the game, I think she gave up some doubles, and I think that's been the nemesis of this whole game is, you know, she gave some, a couple extra base hits. And other than that, this has been a really well-pitched game by both sides.
Yeah, she certainly could put up the strikeout numbers, too. She's got 7 on the day facing Grace George, who she has also punched out. First time up for George. She just took a fastball down the middle. Umpire didn't have to really figure out if that was a strike or not. Here's George taking a first pitch. It's now 0-1 to her. Riser from Boyer. Misses. It's now 1-1. What I don't understand, Coach, is how to tell the difference between a riser and just a bad fastball.
Well, usually on a rise ball, that back hip on the pitcher is locked in, and you know, they're kind of leaning back on that pitch and long arm. And that's you almost got to watch the mechanics of the pitch to kind of determine what it is.
Okay. Here's a ground ball. All right, back up the middle, a two dribbler for Grace George, her second base hit of the day. She's aboard with one out here in the top of the seventh. Fox trying to stretch out their 4-0 lead with Lauren Duff coming to the plate.
See if Starkey gets a little creative here with some hit and run, or if he's going to let Duff hit away here and see what happens.
Well, Grace George tied for the team lead with four stolen bases, picking up her fourth here today. Ball in on the hands of Duff. Takes it 1-0. Like I mentioned, Coach, I like where she stands. She's up high in the batter's box. She's also kind of – she's tall, so she doesn't have to hover too much over home plate, but she does a lot of coverage of the dish there, and she shoots a sharp ground ball inside that third baseline. That'll trickle all the way to the fence around third. George getting the wave home. The throw to the plate not coming. Instead, they go behind the runner to second. It hits Duff on the hand, but she's in there with an RBI double. So, again – a two-base knock hurts Evelyn Boyer, 5-0 Fox. I'm sure Coach would prefer not to see Duff get hit on the hand by the throw.
I'll tell you, she turned on that ball pretty good, though. That's one thing she did.
That's what I was going to say. It's like she's right on top of the plate, so you know she's got to have quick feet and quick hands to be able to pull anything inside on her, and she did so. So kudos to her. Amy Schubert, the new batter. She has a single, a run scored, an RBI double, and a pop out to short. She's facing a 1-0 count. Boyer missing low. By the way, courtesy runner for Fox at second base. It's number 16, Lusner. And she'll come home on the single by Amy Schubert, 6-0 Fox, and not what Coach Wolick and Evelyn Boyer were looking for the Dragons.
I think we're going to get a timeout here. I think Coach wants to talk to the pitch.
Abigail Linsner, by the way, the courtesy runner there, scoring run number 6 for the Warriors, and Coach Wolick making the slow walk out towards the circle. And you know, it's just hot. So, I mean, you don't want to do anything too quickly except maybe run the bases.
Well, I think that's what he's asking. He's out there, you know, making sure she's got a little gas in her still to get through this inning, and she may not. I think you might see a pitching change here, actually.
Well, I mean, she's wearing a mask, so the sweat is going right into that, and it's, yeah, she's really red in the face. And I mentioned that a couple innings ago. She was kind of red up in above the neck area, and so Evelyn Boyer is going to come out of this ball game. We'll take a break here and wait for the pitching change. We're back in 90 here on KJF. It's Fox 6, DeSoto nothing, top of the seventh. The Warriors have one on with one out.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
All right, pitching change. Trisha Charleville replacing Evelyn Boyer. DeSoto trailing 6-0 here against the Fox Warriors. It's Brooke Loveall with one on and one out. That runner at first is Schubert. She just singled in a run. Ball comes up high from Charleville, and it's 1-0 to the lefty Loveall. 1-for-3 Loveall, a single, a run scored. That back in the second inning. Struck out swinging her second time up in the third inning. and it popped up to short in the sixth. Here's a slow roller towards third, and Caitlin Hanna boots it, and everybody's safe. Schubert up to second, Loveall to first. And so DeSoto kind of falling apart a little bit here, Coach.
I think it caught him off guard after the pitching change and, new pitcher coming in, hasn't really warmed up a lot, and I think this is one of those things that Coach Starkey took advantage of and dropped the bunt down.
So a single for Loveall, her second of the day. Schubert moved up to second base on the bunt, single. Hannah Underwood now the batter. Fastball down the middle for a called strike. Here are the numbers for Charlottesville. 4 wins, 2 losses, 33 and two-thirds innings, a 1.66 ERA, and 23 punch-outs so far this season. Underwood 0 for 3. Next pitch, fastball above the letters for a ball. And, Coach, could you see the mechanics there? Was that a riser? Or
no,
just
I think she missed on that. I think it was a fastball inside, and it just tailed high on her. From what I'm observing, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to
see. Yeah, I think it was in our fastball there again. I think right now I think it's because she hasn't really warmed up. You know, she went straight from shortstop to the pitch and, only got the 6 pitches to warm up. And so she may not be completely warmed up to where she can throw her other pitches.
Right. Here comes the 1-2 from Charlottesville. Ball up in the zone, and Underwood lifts it to the left side and above either the clubhouse or the very old press box. But I like Hannah Underwood's approach. She just fights off a lot of pitches, puts the ball in play for the most part. Good young hitter.
She looks like she's really aggressive.
Looks like maybe a changeup there from Charlottesville, missed above the letters. Now 2-2 to Underwood. Underwood flat-footed as Charlottesville comes to the plate, lifts up the front foot and hits a line drive over the shortstop's head and into left center field. Around third comes Schubert. She's getting the wave home. The throw into third, tag applied in time for out number two. But the run does score. Fox now leads 7-0. And Underwood will get credited with an RBI. And for her, that is number 5 of the season. So the number 7 hitter with her 5th ribby. So out at third is Loveall.
Good job of hitting there, taking hands right to the ball and driving right over shortstop's head.
And now the batter is Lena McMichael, and she just took a pitch off the head. And she'll walk slowly up the first base line. The impact of that, I mean, I looked down for a second, Coach, Cook to write in the scorebook. I didn't have to really see that pitch to know exactly what happened. Hopefully she's okay. She's holding her head. Coach Starkey from the third base box trotting all the way across the field to check on his number 8 hitter, McMichael, who didn't even get a chance to say that she's 3 for 3 on the day with 2 runs driven in, 2 singles, a stolen base, and a run scored as well.
I think you're going to see a pitch runner here.
Yep, she'll come out of the game. And number 14. Good thing Coach Starkey has a loud mouth and he's so close to us.
I think that ball kind of caught the helmet in the right where the face mask connects, and I think he was rattling and might have hit close to her eardrum.
So that is number 14, Julia Green. So Julia Green as the courtesy runner for McMichael. Hannah Underwood at second base. So here's the batter, Peterson. First pitch, fouls it to the right side and off of another vehicle.
I think it was the same one.
Yes, it is. Man, oh, man. It's a good thing that looks like a car that could be replaced soon.
Definitely the windshield's got to be replaced.
Yeah, no joke. There's a fastball that misses high and inside. It's now 1-1 to Peterson. I don't know if insurance companies cover damaged windshields during softball games, but maybe that's something they could look into. Here's Peterson with a 1-1 off-speed pitch that's called a strike, now 1-2. So you've got Underwood at second base, Green at first. There's 2 outs. Check swing. Foul tip, catcher Grobe hangs on, and that's a strikeout for Charlottesville. So we head to the bottom of the seventh. Fox adding on three more runs. They're sitting comfortably 7-0 as we head to the last half of this ball game. Let's see what DeSoto can do when we return in 60 seconds here on KJF.
Hi, this is Kim Elbel with Comtree. We need your support as a business owner or individual to be part of Mary's House of Hope at a safe place. We are excited to announce our capital campaign, which will provide transitional housing for women and children that were victims of domestic violence. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter. Please contact me, Kim Elbel, at 636-232-2339 and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
It's a 7-0 ball game for the Fox Warriors as Lauren Duff out there to finish off what she started and going for that complete game. She has struck out three, given up three hits, and has stranded six DeSoto Dragons. She'll face the bottom of the order, Bailey Howard, Bella Olson, and Kristen Keith. Howard 0-2. First pitch to her, swings on a pitch inside, and a slow dribbler down the third baseline. Had some side spin to it, but well foul. So it's 0-1. Do you ever, Coach, in a game with this kind of scoreline that you have a pitcher going out there for the complete game, do you ever have a message for her, or do you just kind of let her do her own thing?
You know, one thing we just want to throw strikes.
Here's a pop-up, foul territory. First baseman Schubert makes the catch, and Howard is retired. One up, one down, two more to go for a Fox victory.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, we don't want her to change anything she's been doing the whole game, you know. That can, you know, you tell them to do something different, and that might throw their chemistry off. So we just, hey, keep going, do what you're doing, and let's get more three more outs and get out of this.
Bella Olson, the batter, first pitch is up in the zone, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Olson, 1-for-2 on the day with a single in the second inning and a strikeout in the fourth.
Looks like Duff's still doing that. She's throwing strikes, and DeSoto's still being aggressive with the bats.
Looking pretty cool with her mask and shades on. Here's a ground ball to short. McMichael, who's out of the game. And the shortstop makes a bad throw that the first baseman Schubert can't handle. And so aboard is Olson. And that is number two for Fox. Oh, Lena McMichael is staying in the game. So maybe her head's still rattling. That's why the throw was a little bit low and wide, because she's been on point, Coach, for most of this ball game. So I think that'll be an E3, though. She got it in the vicinity of Schubert, who just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, looking from what I was seeing was she tried to field and throw off her front foot. And, you know, it's tough to do that sometimes. And so, you know, depending on the speed of the runner, you know, sometimes it's better just plant the feet and throw.
Second pitch to Kristen Keith. She swings through it, now 0-2 to her quickly. Want to thank Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber of Potosi as well for sponsoring our broadcast this afternoon. 7-0 lead for Fox. Ball misses just wide from Lauren Duff. It's a 1-2 count to the lefty Keith. Runner at first is Olson. Hands on her hips, ready to dart towards second base on this next pitch. 1-2. It's on its way, and it's fouled up. Straight back and into the parking lot. So it's still 1-2. Coach, tell us real quickly a little bit about your first few games on the fall softball schedule for you.
You know, we play next Saturday at Kaskaskia College, and that's one of the
double play chance here. Shortstop McMichael flips to second. Bear there to cover the bag and retire Olson. No return throw, though, to Schubert at first, but it's two down, and DeSoto's down to their final out.
And so, you know, that'd be their only JUCO we play this fall. And then after that, we've got Mo State and SIUE and then SIU Carbondale and University of Missouri and St. Louis University and another D1 school. So we loaded up the fall schedule. We think we're going to be a pretty good program this year. And so we wanted to see how we can play, you know. So practice has been going good, and we like what we see so far of our freshmen, and our sophomores are coming back and being good leaders. So, you know, right now things are going good, but it's early.
Awesome. Jefferson College fall softball. Good spring for them as well. Trisha Charleville, the batter, facing a 1-1 count. First pitch was a fastball down the middle. Second one looked like it was an off-speed try there by Duff. Just couldn't get it to go down. So it's 1-1 to Charleville, who's 0-2 on the day. There's another pitch high and wide for ball two.
You know, being down 7-0 like this, now you just want to, you know, we just tell our girls, and I assume coach is doing the same thing here, just square up and, you know, let's make good contact and let's get base hits. We need runners here at this point, and that's what DeSoto needs right now, is they just need some runners on bases.
2-1 pitch to Charleville. Just misses outside, knee high, ball three. Coach, I know this might be a sensitive subject, and I wish we had more time to talk about it, but how's Maddie Hart doing?
You know, I heard about 2 weeks ago, Maddie's doing really well.
Okay, that's good.
So things are improved greatly for her.
Charleville pushes one left side foul.
She's enrolled in classes, taking college classes. So good for, you know, we're glad to hear that. And I see her on Facebook posting some things on social media, which is a good thing. So yeah. I think things are going well for Maddie.
For those of you that don't know, Maddie Hart, during the region tournament for Jefferson College, during practices before a game, got hit by an errant ball on her head and basically missed the rest of that tournament, the rest of the season. And I think it was kind of touch and go for a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for a while there, I mean, she had some health issues going on, but, you know, thankfully it's improved and greatly improved. And so good. I think pretty much she's recovered from all the effects from it.
Okay, good. Good to hear.
Yeah, so, you know, Charville just walked, and so.
Yes, she did.
Like I said, you know, that's what a coach wants. You want runners, so you want to work the count. You want to make the, you know, the opposing pitcher worker, you know, work. And looks like DeSoto's trying to do that right there. You got it.
Sarah Bone, line drive to left. Underwood there to make the catch to retire Bone and the Dragons. They fall here at home today, 7-0 to the Fox Warriors, who are now 3-5 on the season. DeSoto drops to 7-4. Coach Cook, greatly appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That is Coach Tony Cook of the Jefferson College Vikings softball team. Again, starting fall softball next Saturday against Kaskaskia. All right, we're back in a few short minutes to wrap up this ball game. Again, final score, Fox 7, DeSoto nothing here on KJF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Family, health, home. At Comtree, we exist to serve you and your loved ones through comprehensive health services in primary care, dental care, mental health, and substance use treatment.
We are the health home of more than 25,000 Jefferson County residents and invite you to join the Comtree family tree.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. Both Chris Wolick of DeSoto and Chris Starkey of Fox talking to their players after this ball game has come to its conclusion. Fox wins it on the road 7-0 over the DeSoto Dragons. And before we continue our post-game show here, I want to thank Potosi Lumber of Potosi, Bryant Restoration of Farmington, Poplar Bluff, as well as Mario's Italia in Farmington and Little Caesar's Pizza of Herculaneum. Those are some of our many, 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 many season sponsors allowing us to broadcast your kids' baseball games, softball games, football games, volleyball eventually, all that good stuff. I want to thank again Coach Tony Cook of the Jefferson College Vikings softball team for joining us for the last few innings of our broadcast. Again, the final score, Fox 7 and DeSoto nothing. You look at the results from previous games, and Fox 2-5 on a five-game losing streak. DeSoto 7-3, putting up just about as many runs as they want to in their victories, have struggled in their losses to score some runs. So this DeSoto team a little hit or miss, but it was all Lauren Duff today on this in the circle for the Fox Warriors. Gets the complete game victory, throwing seven innings, allowing just three hits, walking four, striking out three. The defense had a great game for the Fox Warriors. Only one error was made, and that was in the seventh inning when they already had a 7-0 lead. So good work there by Lauren Duff, who actually is verbally committed to take her talents, take her bat, her glove, her cleats, whatever have you, over to Jefferson College and play in Hillsboro for the Vikings and Coach Cook. So Coach Cook getting to see a little bit more live action Lauren Duff instead of just looking at numbers. And, so Lauren Duff, again, seven innings, three hits, four walks, three strikeouts, no runs allowed whatsoever. And Fox gets a 7-0 shutout victory. Lena McMichael getting the big hits for the Warriors. Started off the scoring, as a matter of fact, with a two-run double in the second inning. And then it was Amy Schubert doubling home Grace George in the third inning for a 3-0 Fox lead. We stayed 3-0 until the sixth inning when the Warriors got an RBI double by Samantha Peterson, who scored Alina McMichael, who is on board for her third time with her third base knock. And so McMichael scored run number four. And then Evelyn Boyer comes into the seventh for DeSoto. And she basically needs a shutdown inning. Keep it a 4-0 ball game. Give the Dragons a chance to come back in the bottom half here at home. And Boyer struggled. The heat eventually got to her. She had to be pulled from this game. She was quite red in the face. So some concern there, at least for the time being. Trisha Charleville came in and gave up a base hit that scored run number seven of the game for the Fox Warriors. So they get a three-run seventh inning to the Warriors, thanks to a double by Lauren Duff, a single by Amy Schubert, and another single by Hannah Underwood. So the Warriors basically dominated in all facets of the game. They didn't strand too many runners. They had a majority of the hits. They scored all of the runs of this contest. I would say if DeSoto had one positive to take, it was the fact that Evelyn Boyer did have six strikeouts on the night in six and one-third of an inning pitched, or I should say two-thirds innings pitched. So 6 2/3, six strikeouts, pretty decent stat line there for Evelyn Boyer. But again, DeSoto takes a loss here, 7-0 at home. Fox improves to 3-5. DeSoto drops to 7-4. We'll go and step aside here for a few minutes and come back and go grab Chris Starkey, the head coach of the victorious Fox Warriors. And we'll talk to Chris Wolick of the DeSoto Dragons as well. We'll try to take care of both those gentlemen when we come back here in a few short minutes on KJF Final.
For generations, Massey Ferguson,
nothing
more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Josh Harris on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. Josh, it's always a great time to shop at Midwest Sports Center, but especially so right now.
With the factory-authorized clearance, whether you want on the road, off the road, or on the water, we've got rebates up to $4,000. Stop in and see us, 124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
What's the phone number?
573-756-7975.
That's Josh Harris at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 K. Jeff, in case you missed our ball game and are just tuning in, looking for, I think it's Joe Pags at 6 o'clock. Well, he'll be coming up shortly. But for the moment, we've got Chris Starkey. He's the head coach of the Fox Warriors, who are victorious today, 7-0 over the DeSoto Dragons. And I'm going to start off our interview portion, Coach Starkey, with this question. Best game that you've had so far this year?
Most competitive game we've probably had so far this year. We competed the first game against Oakville and got the win on that one, but we kind of hadn't competed as well in the last few, but it was good for us to get back on the good side of it again and compete.
I was having a conversation with Coach Cook during the broadcast, and, you know, taking a 19-2 loss to Sekman, Lauren Duff clearly didn't have her best stuff, or maybe she did, and just Sekman was that much better, but I was asking him, as a coach, when you have a pitcher that struggles in one game, because this is softball and the arms are a little bit, you know, can be taken care of a lot easier rather than baseball arms, that maybe it's ideal to stick that player back out in the circle to, you know, the very next day or as soon as you can to erase, you know, from her memory the previous game. Was that sort of your mindset going into today?
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the first few games or so, we've been really limiting our pitchers as far as pitches with them coming off the summer, not having them go too long. So, we limited pitches yesterday with Lauren, and she didn't pitch poorly yesterday. You know, there was a lot of hits through the holes, a lot of flares. You know, give Sekman all the credit. They scored a lot of runs, and you know, the best way to kind of get a bad game out is to come out and have a good one, so it kind of takes your mind off of it so you don't have to think about it too long.
And clearly she's not a strikeout pitcher. She did pick up 3 through 7 innings. She's more of that contact hitter or contact pitcher, let the defense do the work, and her defense stood strong today.
Yeah, we did an exceptional job defensively today. We made a couple shifts, made a couple changes on some stuff that we thought would kind of help us out to kind of ease tension on the defensive side, and it really paid off for us today. You know, with Lauren, you know, we've been stressing to the pitchers as far as you want to try to get contact early so we can try to get outs early so that way you can last longer in the game, and she did a great job today.
Let's talk a little bit about the offense. How about Lena McMichael putting on a show for the visiting fans and for you, Coach? Out of the 8th spot in the order, she doubles in the first 2 runs of the game. She gets on board in the 6th, scores run number 4 for you. Then she took an unfortunate knock off the face a little bit in her final at-bat, but she also had another single back in the 4th and stole a base. So really, altogether, just a fantastic ball game for her.
Yeah, she had a great game. And, you know, it's good for those guys, especially early after what had happened the last couple of games with us not playing our best and swinging the bats the best, for our girls to come out and put some good offensive at-bats together and for us to be able to execute the way we can.
And Coach Cook also talked about how sometimes those coaches will sneak in one of their best hitters, actually, in the 8 and the 9 spot. And McMichael, if you look at the stats coming in, is one of your top 5 hitters going in. So she really proved that she can handle hitting 8th and can drive in runs when she's asked to do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things as far as us getting our lineup together and that type of thing is to try to space it out and not be too top-heavy early or top-heavy late, but to try to spread it out so that way if we do give ourselves chances to score runs, we got girls that we can count on, we got confidence, and they can come with the big hits when we need them.
Amy Schubert, another great performance, hitting 5th for you. She was on base 3 times. She had 2 RBIs as well, scored a couple of runs. Amy Schubert, really, that nice plug behind Duff almost doesn't give any pitcher a break. They go from Duff straight to Schubert.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with her being in the program, you know, for 4 years and a 3-year start on the varsity side, you know, her and Duff have been back-to-back pretty much the last 3 years, and they've been a good complement to each other.
Let's see. I mean, you look up and down the lineup today, like I said, just really an all-around great performance. You put up 7 runs, and you get 3 insurance runs in the 7th inning. You talked about this was the best game in terms of competing, your team competing the best they've had that they've done all year. And I guess included in that is when you're up 4-0 late innings, let's add some more, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing we've been trying to push across to the girls is, you know, as far as winning or tying innings, so that we can show we're competing on the defensive and the offensive side and to not let up, because we've had a couple lapses throughout the course of the year so far where we've kind of let a couple innings go that we shouldn't have offensively and defensively. So we really made a conscious effort, especially today, to make sure we reinforce to the girls. We want to make sure we compete for all 7.
And in the pregame interview, you and I talked about, not just the competitive nature, but not doing too much. You felt like some of the girls were always trying to do a little too much. Maybe it was pitching, defense, or offense, or all of the above. I noticed the approach today was kind of let's go opposite field. And McMichael's 2-run double that got you guys on the board first and had a 2-0 lead in that 2nd inning was a ball to the right center field.
Yeah,
gap.
We preach that a lot, you know, with them not to try to rush their swings where they feel like they got to try to get too early on everything, but to let the ball travel a little bit, use the big part of the field, use the middle of the way. You know, especially with runners on and moving them up with less than 2 outs, that type of thing, you know, as far as taking that middle approach and take what the pitcher gives us.
And Coach Cook said offense is your specialty, so it makes sense that that your team could put up this many runs.
Yeah, it was good for us to get back on the right side of it again.
All right, so you're back in the win column. You end the 5-game losing streak. You're now 3-5 on this year. Who's next for you?
We play in the Webster Groves tournament at Kirkwood next week. We've got pool play with Webster Groves and with also Wentzville Holt.
And if you don't mind, just share a little bit of the message to the girls out on the field after this win.
Oh, it was big, and you know, we kind of reinforced the fact of this is the group that we expected to come out and play whenever we did tryouts in that early in this beginning of August. This is the team that we expected to show up on a daily basis. So we can't let up from here. We got to keep competing and keep trying to get better every day.
Coach Starkey, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. That is Chris Starkey, head coach of the Fox Warriors. They win this one 7-0. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. Come back with Chris Wolick, the head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, here on the postgame show on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering Life is beautiful in all stages.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893 or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
Matt Greenwood with you for AM 1400 KHF, wrapping up our coverage of Fox DeSoto softball with Chris Wolick, the head coach of the DeSoto team. They fall here at home 7-0 at the hands of the Fox Warriors. Coach, you're now 7-4 on the year, and Fox, you know, they didn't play like a team that lost 19-2 yesterday to Sekman. They came out here. Lauren Duff was hitting her spots, getting great spin on the ball. And just when you hit spots and you have great downward spin and you get lazy pops and soft ground balls, you're in for a good game. Just from your perspective, what's your opinion on how Duff pitched you guys today?
She did a great job. Tremendous job by her. And, you know, like you said, she really did a nice job hitting her spots and, you know, kept us off balance. And, I really tip my hat to her and, you know, their coaches, you know, they did a great job, you know, in preparation, and, you know, she really, really dealt the ball well.
I thought Evelyn Boyer, I mean, you look at the strikeout numbers, 6 healthy strikeouts for her in 6 2/3 innings. It's just Fox was able to go opposite field and shoot the gaps, and that was kind of the storyline of the game.
You know, Evelyn's a battler. Boy, what a warrior, I had no idea that she was, you know, hurting there at the end, you know, with her, you know, she's, her knee's been bothering her, and she's coming back off of a knee injury from last year. And, what a battler, what a warrior. She struggled hitting her spots, you know, early in the game. You know, we tried, we were trying to establish, with location, and she struggled, you know, hitting her spots. And, I think that certainly had an impact in her, you know, her psyche. And, in true Evelyn form, she, you know, tremendous amount of mental toughness and tenacity and kept fighting and battling. And, in that first out of the seventh inning, you know, I could see at that point, I'm like, you know, and she led me to believe nothing was wrong. You know, I mean, she didn't say anything to me. But I could tell after that first out that something wasn't right, you know, and I went out and asked her, and, you know, she put her head right there on my chest, said, "Coach, I can't, there's nothing I can do. I can't, my knees, you know, it's really bothering me." And, what a tough kid. Tremendous amount of respect for her.
Coach, really, I mean, you look 1 through 9 in this order. You sprinkled in a couple of walks. Trisha Charleville, you know, the leadoff batter, doing what she's supposed to do, get on base. But really just a very quiet night offensively for you. I mean, we had Tony Cook, who's the Jefferson College Vikings head coach, on the broadcast, and he said, you know, you just have these kind of games. You lose 19-2, or you lose 7-0, you come back the next day, you win 14-2. I mean, that's just how it works. So what was sort of the message to the girls after this loss?
Right. You know, what I really messaged to the girls was, you know, great teams, you know, they experience adversity, and, you know, they learn from adversity, and they pick up, you know, and that's what I told them. I said, I want you to go home tonight, and I want you to really reflect about this. You know, last week when we were at North County and we lost 1-0, I said to the girls, I said, I want you to, tonight while we're waiting on the JV to finish, I want you to text me about the pitches that you saw. I want you to text me about what, you know, what happened in your at-bats, you know, tell me about it. And the kids, they didn't understand what I was really wanting, you know, like I got, you know, like 5-6 words from them, you know, like they didn't really understand that, you know, and it was like, you know, look, and I had a good conversation with them the next day, and I said, you know, look, this is meaningful. This game is 90% mental. You know, this game is between your ears. And I said, you know, I've used the word tenacity to describe our team, and I really truly believe that. And I said to them, I said, you know, our mental toughness, you know, tonight it seemed to me like we were just, you know, kind of flat and laissez-faire, and we just weren't, you know, it just didn't have that edge, you know, that we've had. But what I tried to, the message I wanted to share with them is, look, you know, great teams experience adversity and then find ways to overcome that adversity. And, you know, we're going to step through this and we're going to learn from it, you know. And I, you know, I asked the girls, I said, I want you to reflect about tonight. I want you to think back about your at-bats. I want you to think back about the course of the game and how you were pitched. You know, and be a student of the game. Learn mm-hmm. from what's happened, and you know, don't just don't assume that you know everything. You know, I mean, I'm 43 years old, and every time I step on the field, the expectation is to try to learn something. You know, right. I want to learn something. I want to get better, and it, you know, the same expectation. You know, I want them to have the same expectation. You know, so, you know, it was, you know, obviously not the game we wanted. You know, I tip my hat to Fox. Tip my hat. You know, to Lauren James, she did a great job pitching, and but on their side of that, I still tremendous amount of respect for my girls, and you know, all their battling and persevering and not quitting, and you know fighting through, and look, I'll be glad we're back out here tomorrow. You know, short memory, and you know, learn from what happened, and come back tomorrow ready to go back to work.
Who you got?
We have Cape Notre Dame, so yeah. It'll be a good ball game. You know,
right.
I'm excited. You know, it's a good challenge, and you know, our schedule's tough, and you know, I like that. I enjoy. I appreciate what Coach Kimmer did as far as trying to put our kids in a position to really, battle and fight, and and have challenge. You know, real challenges, and Fox is a great challenge, and I look forward to the challenge of seeing Notre Dame tomorrow and come up and. Play a good ball game.
Yeah, let's pray the rain doesn't come.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, Chris Wolick, head coach of DeSoto, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
That is Chris Wolick, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, joining us here on the postgame show. That's a wrap for us from DeSoto High School. It's approaching 6:40. We'll get you back into regular scheduled programming here shortly. But again, the final score, Fox 7, DeSoto nothing. The win goes to Lauren Duff, the loss to Evelyn Boyer. We'll be back on the airwaves Friday for Friday Night Football, crossing our fingers that the rain doesn't come. If we're able to get the games in on Friday, we'll have North County at Festus on J98. We'll have DeSoto at Windsor on the Coles Tractor and Equipment Web TV game of the week. We'll have Jefferson at Herky on KJFF, and then Farmington at Hillsboro on KREI. So we're crossing our fingers and praying to Mother Nature that she just lets the rain move on past us or doesn't do too much damage. But if that is the case, if we're able to play, Friday is when we'll be back on air with another high school game. So, yeah, final score again, Fox 7, DeSoto 0. Have a great rest of your Wednesday evening.